In the name of God, hello my dear friends, I'm Milad, and I hope you've had a great day and a great time until now, and I wish you the best. So, today, I'm going to speak with you about the problems with school. So, at the first, I want to ask you a couple of questions. So, if you are able to answer these questions, so please answer this question if you are able. So, let's get started. Did you have a great time when you were in school? Did you have a great and perfect teacher and or amazing teacher? Did you have a great and perfect and very good school when you were in school? You know, the answer for most of you is no. Maybe for some of you, but you know, I think for most of you the answer is no. Maybe some of you say, "Oh, I've got a great time when I was in school." Okay. But maybe this is not true. That's not true for me. When I was in school, I was eager and I was willing to learn English. But I couldn't understand why I cannot speak English. And this is one of my biggest issues that always I had when I was in school. And, you know, I was involved with this issue. And always this issue and this problem that I cannot speak English always hurt my heart, and I cannot understand why. So, why we're gonna learn English? You know, my question, why are we gonna learn English? You know, maybe some of you say, I wanna learn English because of travel. I'm gonna go on a trip. And this is good. But to me, I wanna learn English because of my major. I am industrialized engineering, and I wanna translate the most updated articles in the world. And always, I want to be perfect in my major. I want to be updated in my major. And I want to absorb all of the information in my major. And I like it. So, but, you know, I have another purpose that I don't mention now. But, you know, the most important purpose that you can have is communication. You want to learn English because of communication, and that's it. But AJ said the problem with school is that you cannot speak English, and that's it, okay? You cannot speak English. So, and we want to go to a school and to learn English, but we cannot learn. Why? And you know, my purpose is communication. My purpose or your purpose is communication, but we cannot speak English. So, when I was in school, I always asked my teacher, how can I be best? How can I be great at language? How can I speak English? You know, because I couldn't speak English when I was in school. And this is best. And always I ask my teacher, how can I be best? And you know, the teacher asked, oh, you have to memorize this vocabulary. You have to, every day you have to memorize the grammar drills, and you have to read the textbook and something like this, okay? And you know, I don't want to do this because, you know, this repetition, or better I say, I always do a same repetition, same works. You know, I wanted to learn English with interest. And, you know, at the first, I love English because I had a lot of purpose, but I cannot speak English. And the teacher, you know, couldn't guide me, and this is bad. So, and at that time, when I was in school, I always said I hated English. I hate English because I cannot interact and associate with English. And you know, this is my problem. And always, I couldn't get along with English. But now I want to say I love English from the bottom of my heart. Okay, and so you know, everybody has this problem, and you know, everybody and everyone now are in a school has the same problems, and you know, this problem is an epidemic, is a global epidemic, and in all over the world, in every school in all over the world, there are these same problems. So, and you know, everybody face with this problem at all. So, the first problem I want to say and I want to talk about it is fear of mistakes. And AJ said, yes, there are a lot of students in a school that don't want to speak English and don't want learn English because of fear of mistake, and they don't want to make mistake. And you know, you have to make mistakes till you can speak English. Yes. And you know, I you know, my opinion, when you are in a school, so let's imagine you are in a school, okay, and your teacher says please read this textbook or speak English, and you can't, and you know, you are punished with a lower school, and this is bad. And you know, when you're punished with a lower school, you don't want to speak English anymore. And this is your problem. This is my problem. This is our problem. Why? If we cannot speak English, why we have to be punished with a lower school? So this is one of the biggest problem that I faced when I was in school. So another problem is being passive. Okay, you know, it is said you have to be spontaneous, you have to interact actively, you have to be flexible, you have to be, I don't know, you have to be passionate. And you know, all of these things that I now mentioned, we can link these things to being passive. So, and AJ says you have to interact actively, and this is good, okay? So you know, as AJ, as Mr. Combs mentioned in his last talk, I don't know, but which last talk was that, but his title was How Can I Learn Things Better and Deeply? So, and Mr. Kambi said, you have to remember fast, okay? F-A-S-T. And A, letter A, is related to active. You have to be active, you know? If you be active, you can learn things better and deeply. And this is good. This is good. And you know, and as AJ said in his previous last talk, He said, you have to engage your physiology. You have to get engaged, because engagement can cause you learn something better and deeper. Okay. So, this is a bad, and you know, we have to be active in school, and being passive can cause you to quit. And when I, for example, when I was in a school, I always, after sometimes listening to English or listening to teacher, I cannot understand easily, and always I say, I don't understand. I don't understand. So another problem in school is one right answer. You know, in school we have this mentality named one right answer. You know, the students are convinced that there is one right answer, and this mentality is very bad. You know, AJ says, always there are a lot of response to a question, to a same question, and you can answer the same question with a lot of different answer. And you know, you don't have to have this mentality. And in a school, this mentality there is. So, you know, in a school, there are a lot of problem, and I don't want to mention anymore. And you know, for example, there are a lot of problem, like official policy. You know, official policy is that the certain percentage, or better, vast majority of students have to get a better score, and a normal percentage of students have to get a normal, and only the students, a few of the students, can be given a good score. You know, my opinion, why the students have to get a bad result and get a bad score. And you know, my opinion is, if the students get a good result and get a good score, you know, they're eager, their motivation to learn English became maybe twice, and they don't say, oh, I don't want to learn English. They don't say I hate English. This is my opinion. And there are a lot of problem. Another problem in a school, like I don't know, like a hidden curriculum, and something like this. Okay, so I talked more, and you know, the problem with schools always can cause you to quit, and always, in my opinion, the problem with school, you know, maybe can cause you not go on, and something like this. Okay, and you know, if you have another idea and another problem that you experienced, that experience, or you are experiencing this problem, please write them, and I am eager and I'm willing to hear your voice and your opinion about the that's related to English, or related to the problem with school, and or about me. And thank you very much, and you know, I wish you the best, and I want to say, you have to believe in yourself, please believe in yourself, and every day By following this system, your ability in English will become better than the past you had, okay? So thank you very much and good luck.